Jesus.
Be silent.
Are we all alone or all one?
Impossible.
Good morning, Lakeisha. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Let me turn down the music. It's a sunshiny morning inside my head, okay? All right. So now I want to thank you, first of all, for being so diligent, so kind to show back up this week after being with us last week, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Lakeisha Urey, who is the Newark Deputy Mayor, and I have to get my notes, Lakeisha, right? The Director of the City of Newark Office of Violence Prevention and Trauma. Now, you were here last week, and we talked about your background and the things that led you to be where you are today. But today I want to talk about, because I didn't take the time out to ask you about resources that people can contact in case they're in need in the city of Newark. And I don't know if you have a list or anything, but I'm asking you to share for anyone out there that is in need of any type of resources. Lakeisha, what would you recommend?
So resources are super important, and most people don't know that they even exist. So I know, you know, that we are currently in a, like a housing crisis, right? And people need housing. Housing is tough, and also, you know, like affordable housing. And I know that Housing Authority is responsible for like affordable housing, Section 8 and things like that. But more so than anything else, we have like a homeless services, you know, kind of an issue where we have people who are homeless or need sheltering temporarily for whatever reason. They may have been burnt out in a fire or whatever. So I know housing is huge. And so I have some phone numbers that I want to share, or even like email addresses and names of people, because most times you just need to go and talk to someone. Because you're probably not going to be able to get them on the phone. But I would start out with City Hall's phone number is 973 in the City of Newark, 733-6400. And then when you get 6400, then you just ask for the department that you're looking for. So that number connects you to the main person, and then they will connect you to whoever it is or whatever department that you need. The housing authority, or housing information, if you will, is 973-273-6000. And their email address is info@NASNHAT.org. So that is for inquiries around housing assistance, housing authority, if you needed it. The health and wellness, I noticed we have a health department. The health department has a social services department as well that helps with housing, especially now we are now building these container homes and things like that. And so for health department, healthcare information, 973-733-5323. So we can just start there, and as we continue to talk, I'll pull up some additional resources. But through the Office of Violence Prevention and Trauma Recovery, I certainly fund around 30 to 40 organizations. And those organizations help with youth mentoring. I know many of our parents out here are having issues with our youth and our young people in terms of behavior, in terms of needing mentorship. So I fund 25 organizations for youth mentoring. I fund trauma recovery for people who've experienced trauma. Safe passage, making sure the kids can get to school safe. High-risk intervention, if there's any issues in the neighborhood, we do mediations and interventions, or the kids have had a fight and the fight seems like it just won't stop and they need someone to mediate the situation. I fund high-risk intervention teams to go in the neighborhoods and mediate issues, therapeutic and clinical services for, again, mental health, emotional health, social health, people that look like us, people who are from the neighborhoods, people who are relatable, versus going to facilities that we don't trust. And ultimately, tons of services, victim services. If you're a victim of a crime, victim of you've been shot, stabbed, robbed, carjacked, something happened to you, and we fund victim services, helping you to recover whatever it is that you lost. So there's tons of resources, and I have a resource guide that has all of this in it.
How do we email? Yeah, okay.
I'm sending an email. So an email is to through the Brick City Peace Collective. So it's B as in boy, C as in cat, P as in Paul, Brick City Peace Collective, C as in cat, sorry, BCPC at ci.newark.nj.us. And so we'll be able to get the resource guide with all of the resources. But a phone number, 973-733-5655. That's 973-733-5655. That's to the Office of Violence Prevention. And someone will answer the phone, and you'll be able to get that resource guide, either emailed electronic or we can get it to you hard copy. And if you call on Monday, that's Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay, that's Monday through Friday. Is it any type of emergency phone number that an individual can contact over the weekend? Because, you know, life just doesn't stop after 5 or 4 o'clock on Friday. I hate to say it like that, but it's so true.
No, certainly that is true. I don't have that number in front of me, but by the time we finish this call, I'll have it here.
Okay, that sounds cool. All right, so now, are there initiatives in place to promote educational opportunities and resources for students and families in Newark?
Certainly. Educational opportunities are super important because we understand that we have a huge, dropout rate, and we have youth and families that are disengaged from the educational process. So through the Board of Education, there's several resources. I find that when I go on their website, I would be just Google North Board of Education. I find that they have several resources in place after school, during school, for youth, for families, for outside people, for every aspect. So certainly, if you just visit their website, you can certainly find resources there.
Okay, absolutely. And I have a number, 973-733-7333, for Newark Public Schools, for anyone who might need resources. What about youth employment for the summer? Is that going to happen this summer?
Yes, I saw something out already and I know they're normally at 500 Gore Street for the youth. Some youth employment.
Yeah, I want to help you out here. I believe that if they go to the City of Newark's website, either on Facebook or online, they can find the resources for youth employment.
Yes, summer youth employment is out, and I know it happens in a blink of an eye. So I know it's for ages 14 and up. So if they're looking for summer jobs, I believe there is some criteria to it. My office also is hosting a summer youth that I'm hiring 150 individuals. So sometimes the ones who need it the most are not chosen for the summer jobs. the ones who have some behavior issues, who may not have the best report card, or who have parents who are incarcerated, or, you know, may have a little trouble during the school year. So those are the ones that I give summer jobs to, where we do a different type of, you know, work program for them. We do an earn to learn, and we put in a bit more social emotional curriculum for them, but they do get employed for the summer for 30 hours a week. And we do have a summer employment through the Office of Violence Prevention as well.
Okay.
As well as summer youth employment.
Now, I want to say first, any information that you might have that you feel the need to get disseminated, don't hesitate to either send it to me via phone message, or, you know, just call me and I'll make sure it gets out. And the next question is, how can community members get involved in shaping and improving access to resources and the services in the city of Newark?
Please repeat.
Oh, okay. So are there avenues that citizens can, how can they get engaged in the city of Newark?
The city of Newark, there's so many avenues to get engaged. So we have through Instagram, through Facebook, through the website. Certainly the city's website has things on there. You can certainly get engaged through the mayor's office, community affairs, with the mayor's office of civic engagement, where you can call 973-733-5273. And so there's just so many different ways, but ultimately the city's website is the best way to find out everything that's going on. Also you can call your council people, council chambers, if you, whichever ward you live in. And then we have our council people who are at large. You can call them and call their aides. And all of the mayors, the mayor has aides, the council people have aides, so certainly call your aides to get involved as well.
Okay, the shoulders that you stand on, I thank you so much for being here, but just remind the audience of who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lakeisha Urie, the shoulders that you stand on, and the importance of Women's History Month. And what I wanted to do for the audience, that's you guys out there, right? I know you know who you are, but to kind of give you a list of resources that are available. But Keisha, tell the audience of the shoulders that you stand on and what it means to you to be a public servant.
So being a public servant in the city of Newark, but not just the city of Newark, because I help people in a lot of places and nationally as well. So
absolutely.
I am a newly appointed Deputy Mayor for Public Safety and Strategic Initiatives. That means that I have a responsibility to be able to inform policy around public safety, not just law enforcement, and to educate the community that public safety is not just law enforcement, but it includes community as well, that law enforcement and first responders, and we are first responders too, and there's a community-based side. I stand on the shoulders of so many women who have come before me in the city of Newark as a public servant. I am an organizer, I'm a social worker, I'm an activist, and that means being able to be involved in every aspect of public safety, public servant, ultimately providing resources to the community, being a change agent, being a voice for the voiceless, and being a person that can ultimately see things and make change in the city. And have access to resources that other people don't have access to. And my responsibility is to get those resources out to people and to make sure that people feel safe in the city.
I want to thank you so much for getting up diligently, not just this week, but last week as well, right? Just to share information, positive information and resources with our audience. And I want to thank you so much. I am so proud to have had you on our program. And I want to say have a blessed and safe and great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great, great day. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Peace for now.
Peace for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to WSOU 89.5 live from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Yeah, I go by the name of Dr. Richard Barbey, PhD of musicology. Right, as you can see, I'm having fun. But we are not stopping here. We're going to continue. We have another woman, two more women coming in, right? And they're going to share their expertise, and we're going to find out all about them.
Tell me what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Kenya Logan, seamstress, fashion designer extraordinaire. Good morning, Kenya. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Bay. How are you? Hello, everyone.
Okay. Well, you know, you've been in the studio. You work with me. Wait a minute. Now, I need to know what age did you? What about? Were you in high school? I don't remember.
I was attending Essex County at the time, so I was maybe 20. I was in my 20s.
Okay, all right.
I was in my 20s, fresh in college.
Yeah, and so now, did you hear Lakeisha she just was with us? Were you able to listen to any of the show so far?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to log off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right, because... You've actually worked in the studio with me, and you know all the rules.
Yes.
You know to turn your radio down in the background, right?
Yes.
I've actually interviewed people, you know, who thought that they could listen to the radio and talk
at the
to
same
me.
Time.
Yeah. Like, how do you?
And I'm not gonna lie. I was like, okay, maybe I can set my computer up in my room, but then I'm like, I'm still not gonna hear it. So let me just sit in my living room and just, you know, be quiet.
That's right. Bye bye with Mr. Bay. Right. First of all, I'm so honored to have you here this morning. And Kristen Wheeler be coming after you. Have you ever met Kristen?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And of course, you've never met Lakeisha Urey.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means that I'm going to have to set up something special for ladies. And that helps me to create an event. How about that?
Absolutely. You know I'll be down. You know I'm down.
Well, that was the special thing about. Now, share with the audience your experience working with me, and then the fact that you a graduate of, you know, I know you didn't graduate from Seton Hall. We still love you, right?
But yes, I am a proud graduate of Rutgers University.
There we
yes.
go. Talk to us about your background.
Okay, so... I am a native of East Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
And I was born in Guyana, which is a part of South America. My family moved to New Jersey. Been here ever since. I grew up, I went to Sissy Tyson Performing Arts High School. After that, I knew I wanted to go away to college. So So I applied to go to Xavier University in Louisiana. And in 2005, we know Hurricane Katrina happened. So we had to, I came back just in time before getting caught up in the storm and things like that. So ended up going to Rutgers. They had a program that took some of the students in that were displaced for about a year. Left after that, graduated from Essex County, which is how I ended up coming to class. Okay. So I actually took, I majored in communications and I took a radio operations class. And it was so funny because I've always been told that I have a pretty nice voice. So I swore I could be like a rapper or a singer at one point in my life. And I was like, okay, that's not going to work for me. So what is it going to be? So I had this teacher who made me kind of fall in love with my voice. And I said, okay, this is interesting. And I'm going to be honest, I don't remember how I was told about you by someone and I went down one day and we met. I don't remember who the person was or what the situation was, but I know that I met you and I've been talking about you since the day I met you.
Mm.
Because you have this energy that is just so captivating, right? And you taught me how to calm down and enjoy what I sound like.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And sometimes you hear a lot of times, it might seem small, but a lot of people will say to you, oh, I don't like my voice. I can't listen to my voice. You are the reason that I love my voice. You are the reason that sometimes I sit down and say, dang, I think I kind of missed my calling. I need to get back into radio. I need to get back because I went to school for broadcasting. That's what my degree is in, journalism, right? So I thank you so much for one, thinking of me, and two, even giving me the opportunity to work with you and putting me in a position to be able to train some of the young students that came up while I was there. So you did a lot. I mean, you're on every essay I have to write, anything I have to apply for, you're still on my resume.
What?
Like you've made a major impact in my life as far as who I am, what I want to be, and just believing in myself and knowing that I can do whatever I want to do, because you've always told me that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that was my journey to Quest.
Yeah, well, you,
and now
you were never afraid to get up on a Saturday morning and do the thing, you know.
Well, see, that's one thing about me. If I'm committed, I'm committed. I know that about myself. I don't say I can do something and then turn it down or don't show up. I'm that person that's always going to be there.
Wow.
So Saturday morning wasn't a problem for me.
Okay, yeah. Now, share with us some of the unique challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, I did mention at the beginning of this interview that she's a seamstress and fashion designer. So I'd like for you, Kenya, to share with us your challenges breaking into the industry, particularly when it comes to running your own business.
Okay, so I think one of the major challenges as a Black woman is that I wasn't taught to even want a business, to even believe that I could run a business. My parents didn't do that, you know, and then being immigrants, it was all, hey, go to school, get a job. You
right,
know, you're
right.
Taught to work for someone. You're never taught that you can work for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and through me trying, struggling, but trying, my parents both talked to me about wanting to start their own businesses in the ages that they're in right now. You know, it's so interesting because we don't get taught these things, not because they don't want us to do it, but because they didn't have the knowledge of how to do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of go to college, get an education, and start a business.
Right.
And work a job until you get, and use that job to bootstrap to start your own business.
Absolutely. And go to college and look for the things that are going to give you those tools.
Yeah.
You know, to choose the career that's going to push you to do business or to do something that's good and put a little money in your hand, because we don't think about it when we go to college, but the debt is insane.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you want it to make sense.
Yeah.
But that is one of the major challenges to me, because sometimes I sit back and I say, dang, I really wish that my parents knew, or I wish I had an advisor or a mentor or someone to push me, you know? And also another challenge that I believe is major for me is that in college, I was doing a bunch of different things that were the entrepreneurial spirit and didn't even know it. You know, I was making things. I was selling things at some of the fraternity sorority shows that they had, setting up a table, selling little earrings that I made out of fleece in my dorm room and different things like that, not realizing that all of the things that I was doing then, the DIYs, the revamping,
the reconstructing clothing were things that were going to be so popular right now that I kind of gave up on then.
Okay.
So it made me realize you have to truly believe in yourself, whether you have the funds, whether you have the knowledge of, like, you just have to believe in yourself and push, because you may be ahead of your time.
That's right.
Right.
Now, yeah. Your representation and diversity in fashion, your ability to run your business, the obstacles of being a Black woman in the fashion industry. What do you do? Talk to me.
try to understand grant writing, right?
Ah.
Try to understand how to write a proposal using your business plan to push you to get some funding. And a really big point, and I'm still afraid to this day, and I'm trying to get better, to accept investment without fear. Understand that you don't have to be afraid of not being able to make that return, because you're going to make it if you see it for yourself, right? So, because a lot of times they say you need investment. But for me, I use my job. I don't care if it's a job where I don't want to be. I use my job to fund my business so that it can get me to make this career a real thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's called bootstrapping.
So that's my major way of getting financial help as far as that goes. And also, people see me and do want to invest. They do talk to me about it, but I think that I play a role in it not coming to fruition because, again, sometimes that fear, which is a feeling that we create, it's not real, sometimes that fear can hold you back.
Right.
You know, so that's a major challenge, finances, because my friends say it all the time, you have an expensive, and I don't like to call it a hobby, but you have an expensive hobby. Yes, I do. It is so expensive buying fabric, you know, buying materials. Sometimes you shortchange yourself when you want to be affordable for the people in your community that want, you know, custom, because I do custom wear, which people are like, oh, that's a lot of money, but I don't charge what I'm supposed to charge because I don't want to feel like I'm charging too much. But then that's a challenge itself, because you have to realize you charge your worth.
Yeah.
You are worth that. Your work is worth that. You've been working over 10 years to be able to charge something like that. You know, so it's so mental. It's so mental and physical at the same time. And trying to do what's the main thing in life, finding balance. Trying to find a balance between the two where you feel confident enough to say, yeah, this dress is going to be X amount of dollars. And either you're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it.
Okay. The shoulders that you stand on. Talk to me.
My mom, for one, because my mom is also a creative. My mom was a designer, and she actually fueled my love for clothes. I just thought I would be a stylist because I just love clothing. I was such a shy kid, and clothes kind of helped me express myself without having to speak to people when I was a kid. So I would watch my mom wake up and just have like an idea in her head. No patterns, no sketches, just sitting in our kitchen, just sewing on her little sewing machine. And then I would go to these fashion shows and I would see how people, like a lot of the models, would just run to her to wear what she created. And I was like, yo, my mom is a magician. Oh my God.
Working magic.
Yes, like she's a nurse, she does hair, she trains models, like she just did so much. I just have admired my mom from the moment I was able to understand what it is to admire her. Love my mom down, right? And my grandma. My grandma fueled the love for thrifting, for different types of clothing, for being okay with being colorful and wearing different things that you won't see on other people. And then, you know, people like, let's take it all the way back to Miss Ann Lowe, who created, or Jackie O, who created for a president's wife her bridal gown, but wasn't able to receive the credit. You know, people like Ruth E. Carter, amazing people that are in the industry that are just amazing. It's amazing. And I feel like this industry, although we feel like it should be a whole bunch of women running this industry, it's really a lot of men that are like top fashion designers. Or when you Google it or you look it up, top 30 designers, majority of them are men.
Right.
You would think that it's women, but you don't see a lot of Black women in the forefront. But I think that it's shifting because the rules are changing.
Okay.
The fact that rules are not standing as strong as they were before, you can do whatever you want. Now we have more inclusivity, we have more diversity in these things. It's just, It's getting better. I want to believe that.
Kenya, I have to interject in there, right? Whether the rules changed or not, you wouldn't care, would you?
Absolutely not.
Because you're a rule breaker.
That's right. And that's the main thing is being a creative. You create your rules. You manifest your destiny. You are in control.
All right. What is the name of your brand? Tell the audience, please.
Yes. My brand is Logan Kelly. A lot of people ask, how did you get that? My name is, I'm going to give my government. My name is Kenya Kellyanne Logan. So it's a play on my name.
And how do I get in touch with you in order to get my, to get something unique and different from anything else?
So my website is www.thelogankelly. So I said the Logan Kelly. That's thelogankelly.com. And then on Instagram, I am the same handle, thelogankelly. And also that will connect you to my personal page, which I post way more because handling social media is hard too.
Okay.
But it's the Logan Kelly on every platform.
Okay. I got to let you go. Thank you so much. And Kristen
Thank
is
you.
Coming right up. You're welcome.
Thank
I
you.
Love you.
I love you too. I love you too.
And Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How?
Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, I just hung up on both ladies. Right. And Kristen will be right with us in just a second. I got a little over excited. Kristen, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. All right. Lakeisha Yuri, Kelly Logan is that's the name of Kenya's brand. Have you met either of the two ladies that I just interviewed?
I have not, unfortunately, but they sound amazing. I definitely was listening and loved their interview, and I thank them for their information that they shared.
Oh, yeah. And I want to tell those two ladies, I hope that they're tuned in now, that you are the magic. You created the magic for the flyer that everybody has been talking about, coordinating the colors to go with the logo, the Quest Youth Radio logo. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Kristen Wheeler, who is an event planner. Did I say it right?
You did. You got it right, Mr. Ray.
Okay. So we're not going to waste any time because we're running out of it. But the shoulders that you stand on are
my mom's, my grandparents, and I even want to connect it back to Miss Joyce Smith Carter, who is like one of the founders for Quest. So that's the shoulders that I stand on for sure.
Okay, and tell us about the event planning business, if you can.
Absolutely. So, again, my name is Kristen Wheeler. I'm truly honored, and I thank God for this opportunity to be with you guys this morning. Thank you all for listening, my friends and my family for listening. I love you guys, too. I am a full-service wedding and event planner and decorator. I'm also a travel agent and a business consulting. And even though I do, I teach and I am a college professor, being an entrepreneur runs in my veins, right? My grandparents, my mom, and they inspired me from a young age to be an entrepreneur. And I still was like, okay, I'm not a 9-to-5-er. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to use all the skills and talents that God gave me to bless other people. And that's what I do. So I actually started my business when I was 25. And, you know, my family and my friends, they kind of pushed me into it because that's what I was doing without really realizing it. Our passions and our skills are something that we usually do before we know that we're good at it. And other people have to kind of tap us on the shoulder and be like, hey, you know, you're really good at that. You're really good at planning. You're really good at organizing. You're really good at decorating. You have a creative eye. Did you know that? Like, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do with it? You know? So I definitely do want to shout out the first two ladies for all the awesome information. I am a native of East Orange. And I actually went to Upward Bound, so I'm very familiar with 89.5 WSOU.
Yeah, well, share some of that. Share some of that Quest background with us.
You know what? It actually is thanks to Quest, because we used to plan events, right, at Quest. And so that's when I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, we get to throw parties for, like, a living. Like, I can throw parties for work. So I love what I do, and it's so much fun. I agree that you need a mentor for sure. I did not have a mentor when I first started out for a long time, and it was really trial by fire. Entrepreneurship is definitely not for the weak, Mr. Bay. But thankfully, I do have a mentor now, someone that I could talk to and bounce things off of. I have mentees. You know, I meet with them. I talk to them. I help them out, because it's a lot of people dived into entrepreneurship, truth be told, during COVID. And while it was easy, maybe in the beginning, it started to get hard and a lot of people fell by the wayside, you know. But I've been in for almost 20 years, you know. Next year, we're going to celebrate 20 years. So we're going to have a big party and celebrate and have a gala. So you know you have to be in the house, Mr. Bay, for
sure. Okay, now.
But, you know, like I said, entrepreneurship is not for the weak. I've had a lot of obstacles and hurdles. There's not always good days. And I rely on my staff, who are amazing. So shout out to all my staff for always supporting me and helping me. Because sometimes I want to quit, you know, but I know that that's not an option, right? There are people whose shoulders I'm standing on, and there's people who's going to be standing on my shoulders. And if I quit, then they don't have the opportunity to be an entrepreneur. They don't have the opportunity to bless other people with their skills and their talents. So quitting is not an option. So I stay motivated. I focus on the positive. And even though perfection is not real, I strive for it because I want to offer my clients and my customers the best that I can. You know, I give them my all and plus more.
You know,
so I think that that's important.
I found myself talking about you, you know, taking you over to New York City to work backstage with the Apollo Theater Showtime,
right,
at the Apollo. And I
so
took you,
much fun.
I took you over there one time, and it's like they fell in love with you.
And I fell in love with them. I had a blast. It was so much fun. I always loved going to Apollo. You know, I remember when my brother stepped on the lady's foot, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's not going to have feet anymore. Like, oh my God, we're all in trouble now. They're never going to let us come back.
That had to inspire you in some kind of way as well.
Absolutely. Being a talent escort was so much fun. It allowed me to actually get to know people who are on the other side of the planning process, right? Who we plan for, and to understand their ups and downs and the fun of it, and being able to be that behind-the-scenes person to make it all happen, right? We always see the people that are on stage, but it's really the people behind the stage that make it all happen. And that's what I love, right? I don't have to be in the forefront. I like to make sure that things, T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and that's how things happen. So that's kind of, you know, where I'm at and why I love what I do.
Okay, so now, are there any Black women that you emulate that you have found that have broken into this business before you?
Not specific, anyone specific. There are a lot of people that, like, I follow on social media. But, like, if you were to Google, like, the top 10, you know, wedding and event planners, there's not a lot of people of color. There are a lot of men in it, actually. And so it's really motivating for me to say, okay, let me show people that us African-Americans, we're doing it too. Us females, we're doing it too, right? And we're just as talented. We are just as skilled, right? We come up with fresh ideas, you know, and we can provide our customers with the best experience possible. So, yeah.
You know.
Not right now.
Yeah. Are you a rule breaker?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I push the envelope. I think outside the box. I challenge people. If, you know, my customer is not getting what they need from a vendor, you know, sometimes people come to me and they already have, like, their vendor selected. I will absolutely climb the managerial level, you know, to get what they need or to get what I need. You know, I'm not going to take the 1 hour setup. You know, that's not realistic. I can't do a full service, you know, wedding or event. And they're like, oh, you can get in an hour before to decorate. Sir, it's going to take me 30 minutes to unpack my car and 30 minutes to get it inside. You know, so an hour is not realistic. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What can we do to work that out? You know? So I being on the other side of the venue process, you know, helps me to be able to kind of school my customers, tell them how to save money, you know, how to get more bang for their buck, where you can say, I don't really need that, and where you need to be like, absolutely, you have to spend your money on that.
Okay, so Kristen Wheeler is thorough and efficient. More than, because perfection is not real, like you said. And so how do I get in contact with you?
So you can follow us on social media at The Partyologist LLC. That is TheTartyologist. So The Partyologist LLC. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are now on TikTok. Give us some time to get it together, though, but we are on TikTok now. So you can follow us.
For whatever amount of time that might last.
Right. I'm like, this is why I didn't get my feet wet here. It's going away.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, please continue with your contact information one more time.
Yeah, so The Partyologist LLC. So TheTartyLOG. Oh, I'm about to spell it wrong.
Partyologist,
PartyologistLLC.
Okay. So I'll take a deep breath, think about it, because I didn't prepare you for this question. And it is,
it's okay.
Women's History Month means to you?
Women's History Month means to me that we have the opportunity to thank, highlight, celebrate, and continue to love on the women that whose shoulders we stand on, right? And who went before us, took the beatings, took the lashes, took the criticism, but kept on going because they knew that there were people behind us. So if we stop moving, the people behind us stop moving. So we have to keep going. We can't give up. And, you know, self-care is important, so we have to do that as well. So that's one of my, you know, things that I keep at the forefront of my memory, you know, in my mind.
All right. So high energy morning. I want to thank you for joining us. It has been my honor to be able to, you know, watch you grow and go and be part of this particular morning's interview for Women's History Month and the women's shoulders and the people's shoulders that we all stand on.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. Anytime, anything for you. You know, I love you. I love you guys. I'm going to keep up the great work.
Okay. Little Stevie Wonder.
I have a gig today. I'm out.
Wait a minute. Stay with me 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I want you to repeat after me. I need you to say Quest Youth Radio. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have joined us to listen to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. So Quest Youth Radio, Kristen is the best.
Join me, youth radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Robert, laugh and feel.
Thank you, Chris.
Watch and eat their meals. God is